Eric Strother. Shoulder impingement has two distinct pathological conditions, subacromial and internal impingement. With subacromial impingement, the supraspinatus tendon, via its insertion into the greater tuberosity, the subacromial bursa, and the long biceps tendon as it passes through the bicipital groove, is positioned anterior to the coracoracromial arch. Traditionally, clinicians have been able to visualize the polypoidal lesion much better than the branching neovascular network when using indocyanine green angiography. This has led to the use of an occlusive method to target the lesion with focal laser or photodynamic therapy. In a recent randomized trial of 380 adults with moderate to severe AD, more patients assigned to subcutaneous tralokinumab, a fully human monoclonal anti-interleukin-13 antibody, achieved a 75% improvement in the eczema area and severity index at 16 weeks compared with placebo. Curative options such as surgery, including resection and liver transplantation, and some local regional therapies, or LRTs, such as ablation, are reserved for early stage disease, and other LRTs, such as transarterial chemoembolization, transarterial radioembolization, and systemic therapy, are needed for advanced and metastatic disease. However, complications can develop after open reduction and internal fixation using multiple mini plates for accurate reduction of small fracture fragments. Therefore, when we use this technique, we need to pay attention to the development of complications such as non-union avascular necrosis. Unraveling how new coronary arteries develop may provide critical information for establishing novel therapeutic approaches to treating ischemic cardiac diseases.